Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello and welcome to episode 101, Reemerge. I am your humble and gracious host, the one, the only, Bryce Isaiah, aka Spicy Brycey. We back in the building. Welcome to this week's Purple Pants Podcast. I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited to be chatting with y'all in your heads, in your earphones, in your speaker, in your computer, in the back of Uncle Pookie car, somewhere riding around in Philadelphia. But I am so grateful again. I can't say thank you enough for our last week 100th episode. The outpouring of love was so much. Y'all had your baby boy in my feelings, okay? I was wet and whistle. I probably listened to that episode 100 times, just because I felt like every time I listened to it, I got something different. I heard something that someone else said that I didn't hear in the moment, and it was truly just so heartwarming. So I thank you guys so much. And if you haven't already, go back and check episode 101 out. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the Purple Pants Podcast. We're available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. We're there. Hit the subscribe button, write a review, tell a friend. Yeah, you know, we popping, okay? Listen, this week is all about the reemerge. I feel like, you know, we outside again, so we're reemerging into our old selves that we didn't think that we could be. And while we outside, the COVID is reemerging too. So, you know, make sure you guys are safe wearing your mask. But, you know, also get back to yourself. I really feel like, you know, for my X-Men comic book people, I feel like I'm in my Phoenix stage. You know, Jean Grey, when she then went to the ocean and reemerged as the Phoenix, I feel like we need to be the Phoenix moving in towards the end of the summer, getting ready for fall, and just really kind of like reclaiming our time, okay? Because, you know, normally I get skinty in the summer, and then chill, I let, you know, the pounds pack on in the fall and winter, but I'm reemerging the Phoenix, the Spicy Brycey that is, and I'm really, like, you know, trying to use this momentum, because we might be headed for another lockdown, but I just want to get my spirits high, and, you know, I just want to encourage everyone that is reemerging into something else to like embrace it. You know, we're changing, and I don't think that we embrace enough that, listen, this pandemic changed us. You know, sometimes I look on Instagram and I'm like, I don't know how these people is doing that. Like, I'm still just, you know, I'm taking baby steps, but I am going along with the process and I'm reemerging. So, you know, it might feel uncomfortable. We might not feel 100% back to ourselves, but we could get there. But I got some important things to keep y'all on the update about. Whew. 10987654321. Okay. So earlier last week, you know, minding my business, you know, work from home, and I just happened, like, the mailman came. I went and got my mail, and I, like, you know, looked at my plants in the living room, and y'all know where I'm going. You know where I'm going. The G-Nats, fungi, G-Nat, listen, they back, okay? And at this point, I'm tired. Y'all, listen, literally at this point, I'm about to just sit all of my plants in my living room and in my dining room. I'm about to just sit them outside and just say, have at it, okay? Listen, peace be with you, okay? Because I can't deal with it. I can't. I didn't got the alcohol. I done got the mosquito bites. I done got the river rocks. Okay, like, what else do I need to do? Okay? Like, I don't understand. Like, what else do I need to do? I didn't change the pots of soil. Okay? I didn't put the mosquito bites in the bottom, didn't touch them, put the river rocks on, and child, now it seems like, you know, when I saw they were back, I was prepared, I did have alcohol, and I bought a spray bottle, because before I was just like drenching the soil. Now I got a spray bottle, so now I spray the alcohol, so when they try to fly up, bitch, you're done. But now, with the river rocks, it seems like when they see me coming with the spray, they hide under the river rock. So I'll spray, then I'll go mind my business, and I'll sneak back. And when I mean I sneak back, I will literally crawl into my living room, because I feel like, and I am not exaggerating, I feel like they could see me coming, because sometimes I will walk up on them, and I'll look, and like, because I have river rocks down now, I don't see nothing. But then I shake the pot and they all come out like, ah. So literally, like, I'll spray it. I'll go, you know, mind my business, brush my teeth. And then I will crawl back in the living room and pop up and spray them again. So I'm tired, Purple Pants Posse. Okay, like, I don't understand. And it's like, I don't want them to affect all of my plants. And I, like, are they going to go away in the winter? Like, are they just going to stay with me all the time? Like, you know, I've even gone to the point where I bought the fly tape. Now I got the tacky fly tape hanging in my house. Now what I'm about to do, though, is because the fly tape came in a pack of 12, I'm about to unravel one of them, and I'm about to like start cutting them, and I'm going to put them on like a toothpick and then stick them in like close to the soil so that they could just like attach onto that, like, cause I literally, y'all, I don't know how much more I could take. It's draining me. Then also last week, I had went up to go see my mom and John, and you know, they had to go see one of John's family members in Connecticut, and they didn't want the dog to be left alone for like 8 hours, so they asked me to come up. So I'm like, sure, I came up. And so I like spent the night, and then the next morning I got up, you know, started working from, you know, the kitchen, and they're like getting ready to leave. And so like, you know, you know, Sunshine is like sitting by me. And so like, my mom's coming down the steps, and you know, John's like, you know, we're getting ready to leave, we'll be back. And I'm thinking he's talking to me. I'm like, oh, okay, like, I know. He's like, oh no, I was talking to the dog. Huh? So let me tell y'all, my mom and John said they was leaving at 9 o'clock. They didn't leave the house until 9:15. Why? Because they were explaining to the dog that they were leaving and coming back. Like, my mom was like, we'll be back, be a good girl for Brycey. Then they would like leave and go in the garage, and then John would come back and just be like, okay, we're leaving. Like, what? Like, what? Child, you know this is a dog, right? You know, like, child, it took them 15 minutes. Then my mom called and checking up, how's she doing? She's fine. Listen, I don't know how y'all old people and them dogs do it, but I was just like, oh my God. When my mom dropped me off for school or summer camp, she used to just tell me, get out the car. I don't know. I'm not a dog person, but, you know, I do love my Sunshine. Anyway, I am really excited for this week's episode. Okay, so let me give you the rundown. We got the church announcements, and then on the menu this week, our STEM queen, Jatia Hart Taylor, is back because the Real Housewives of Potomac, and we are giving you a full review of the first two episodes. Okay, you don't want to miss it. And then, you know, we got the freak of the week, baby. So listen, let's reemerge and get into these church announcements.
Welcome to church. Welcome to church. It's a church announcement, so now. Welcome to church.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sasha Joseph, the host of the new Rehap Up Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We just released our first episode with the one, the only, Bryce Isaiah. If you're wondering what Love and Hip Hop is, it is a docu-soap reality show about Atlanta hip hop. But you don't need to be a fan of hip hop And you don't need to have watched previous seasons. That's what we're here for. So buckle up, get on the ratchet roller coaster with us, and tune in. Thank you so much, Bryce, for everything. So grateful for you. Y'all are gonna love it. Bye.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
And keeping the menu rolling, I am grateful to be recording this week, okay? Episode 101, and listen, Real Housewives of Potomac has returned last year, and you know we covered it all last season. So why not with a new season? Let's cover the Real Housewives of Potomac. I figured who else to call than my favorite STEM queen. Yes, welcome back to the podcast, Miss Jatia Hart Taylor. Or is it Jatia Taylor? Oh yeah, Jatia Taylor Hart.
Dr. Jatia Taylor Hart to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Doctor.
You jump it.
3 degrees.
Okay. Not Dr. Slither. Okay. So the Housewives are back, and you know, it is definitely my favorite franchise. And listen, they starting off hot. We are covering the first two episodes.
They coming out of the box, hot boxing.
They are hot boxing in Sing Sing, baby. So, yes, recap, Monique, drag me, okay? And then they dragged her off the show, so Monique
I'm pouring out a little liqueur for my girl Monique.
Okay, and pour a little bit more out for T'Challa, her bird. You know, she announced last week that T'Challa had an unfortunate freak accident death.
No, I want to know more about this. How did T'Challa pass?
We don't know. In her Instagram post, she just put freak accident. So I don't know.
That sound like the shit hit the fan.
Okay, or like she was cutting in the kitchen, or she was frying a chicken, and I don't know. She might have saw Candace, and then I don't know. But rest in peace to T'Challa.
To all the Black Panthers. All the T'Challas all across the land. Woo.
Okay, throw your fist in the air one time.
Yes,
but we have returned, and the leading ladies are Giselle, Karen, Robin, Candace, Ashley, Wendy, and the newest house member, Mia. There's just so much to dig in.
So much.
Who do you want to go in on first? Well, first of all, before we get into that, how's everything? How are you?
I am fantastic. The buzzword is grateful. Very grateful to be back here on the podcast, to be with my boo Bryce, my Bryce Bay. Yeah. So I am ready to get into it. I need a little bit of something to escape to. So this is wonderful.
Yes. The Purple Pants Posse welcomes you back.
So yes, when I was watching the first episode, I was like, ooh, child.
Because you know, you knew.
Yeah. And then the second episode, I was like, oh yeah, we are not going to see eye to eye.
Do we ever? That's what makes this fun. But I'd like to start at the bottom of things. And by bottom, I mean Wendy's.
Oh. Okay.
Bottom.
So, I am not feeling Wendy this season at all. The first two episodes, she has put a very sour taste in my mouth.
I actually agree with you. Look at you. You're right on something, finally. Okay. The best thing about the thing was the video. And then as soon as I saw the silhouette, I was like, what? Who is that?
I definitely was like, oh, she got some work done.
Now, I ain't mad at the work.
No, the work, I mean, listen, the work looked good. All I'm going to say is that she is not admitting to all of the work that she got done.
So that is my issue. Like, I'm all about the work. Get the work done. Do your work, baby. But like, don't act like you two, you know, or just say, you know what? I'm just a little shy and I don't want to talk about it. Don't just like beat around the bush, because that's just ridiculous. Like, just be like, you know what? I don't really want to get into the details. Boom. Shut up.
But you can't not get into the details if you're throwing a party for
a booby party
in this. Okay. Like, you know, the two don't add up. The two don't, you know, one and two is not giving me three. I mean, even though one and two is.
Right. That's like inviting people to your wedding and be like, don't ask me his name. Like, girl, bye.
That actually might be my wedding. Okay. So listen.
Just show up.
Just show up. Okay.
We'll
see. If he don't show up, it's just a birthday party and don't ask me.
Right. But yeah, no, she comes out. I mean, they look fantastic. I think they need to give those heroes their proper to do. So her boobies have fed three whole children. You know, she is feeding villages with her breasts. So they do, you know. I understand that. I'm all good for that. They look fantastic. She looked great in the video. But then, yeah, to get there, keep her company waiting, and then, like, not want to give all the details. Come on now, girl.
Right. Okay. Like, you clearly got a butt lift. You clearly got a tummy tuck. And you clearly, like, did something to your face. Like, you clearly got some injections. I don't want to go as far as saying like a facelift, but your face looks noticeably like thinner and chiseled.
Okay.
It looked good.
I'm going to tell you because I made a list of things that I thought that she got. I thought that she got butt injections, of course, breast implants. I think she has face fillers with some Botox, and then a tummy tuck and lipo.
I will agree. I definitely think she got a BBL, a fat transfer. And again, like, her butt is not like big or ginormous. It's a nice little shape. But I was dying when they would show, like, when Robin was like, yeah, Wendy ain't never really had nothing back there. And they show like the before and after photos.
Oh, she
like, child. She was giving Jati a booty.
Look, wait. Are you trying to say I have no booty? Hold on, let me
look. Girl, I mean, you know.
Mama's cheeks are there now, okay?
I mean, girl,
Don't let me go to Wendy, doctor. Where you went? Dominican Republic, Wendy?
Girl, Colombia, honey. But she probably was in Colombia. But, yeah. So, with Wendy's new, like, body and face, I feel
body,
like
yada, all, yada, yada,
yada, yada, yada, yada, yada, yada, yada, body crazy, curvy, weighty attitude is stuck. The new attitude sucks. Like, I really do feel like there are, you know how Karen always says that Giselle does not like the newer house members, especially when they're like younger than her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, ooh, you know, whatever. But I really do feel like this is Wendy's second season returning. And this is our first time to see how she interacts with the new housewife. And I feel like she is very belittling, demeaning, and two-faced.
I think she just is like, loves to pop off. I think she pops off for no reason. I think Wendy just like is just trying to get straightening when it's like, it's not even necessary. Just calm down, girl.
Not to Migos, ain't nothing but straightening. Okay. But so here's my thing though. But I really do feel like Wendy, it feels as though she's on a chopping block. because, like, if you don't really, you know,
bring the storyline,
right? Not even the storyline though. But if you don't bring the tenacity, then and so I feel like she has a rapport with the other ladies. So it's like, I got to bring the heat and the smoke to this new lady. Now, I will tell you, because, you know, I be hip to the streets and, you know.
All right. What the streets say?
You know, the streets are saying when they were recording, y'all know I likes to follow my Instagram pages that like report the tea. Giselle and Wendy have a, they are like becoming the arch enemies of the season. And, you know, they have a huge blow up, which I'm sure if you guys watch, you can already see like the writings on the wall. Now, mind you, I was talking to my friend Sarah. Shout out to Sarah.
Hey, girl.
I was like trying to tell her that, like, I'm not feeling Wendy this season. And my friend Sarah was like, yeah, it's because you know that her and Giselle are going to have a fight and, you know, you're going to be Team Giselle. And I'm like, first of all, I'm not liking what Wendy is giving off. So
I didn't like Wendy last season. So honestly, in a fight between Giselle and Wendy, I'm actually probably Team Giselle, though I need to know the background. But if all else is equal, like Wendy, like, I don't know. And I want to like her. Like, she's smart. She has a man who supports her, you know, like her balling is appropriate. But, like, just her attitude is just so stinky. Like, whose friend is she? She ain't nobody friend. Like, and what are you bringing? Sorry.
So we'll table Wendy because we can kind of, like, intermix the storylines as they go. But that's Wendy's, like, first storyline is that, you know, she had them kids. She's, oh, child.
Oh, her mama, too. Her mama say her flapjacks going to get lifted, too.
Listen, so do we want to get into Wendy's career change now? So let's get into this now. Okay. Here's another thing that bothers me about Wendy. Okay, if you... Hold on, wait. Let me just sip my coffee real quick.
Well, yeah.
Listen. Wendy, I liked you last season. Didn't really have an issue with you, you know, this season. You are getting the girls together this season. I like the snapback, but it's too much. Now, also, you are a professor. You are a news... correspondent. Then you became a housewife. If you are like the fact that you want to live in, listen, Wendy, if you want to become an Instagram influencer, just say that, okay? Because your career choices ain't really making sense to me. You got all of these degrees and you're saying that your mom made you get it. You don't really want to be a professor. You want to explore a new avenue. And then the new avenue that you want to like pursue essentially is like influencer. Like, yeah. You want to sell candles and girl, you don't even got the business model down, but yet you got all these degrees and you waiting on your husband Eddie. Like, girl, if you want to be an influencer, girl, just call me and I can help you. Okay.
I am going to use a quote from Cat Williams and say there is no / pimping. So basically, like, you either do it or you don't. So if she's going to do it, I agree. She needs to do it right. Like, you can make a grip off of candles. You can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with that. Like, absolutely. Like, child, you know, Erykah Badu got a scent, a candle that smell like her hoodie hot. Drake got a candle that, like, you know,
I'm a backup to what I was talking about. I ain't talking about coochie candles. So
what would your coochie candle smell like?
Delicious. So
another one back. Dr. Jatia.
What? Girl,
you're a nuclear engineer, a scientist. Girl, what would the cootie cat candle smell like?
I tell you, delicious and devastating.
Not devastating. Well, girl, ask me what my cootie cat candle would smell like.
How would it smell, Bryce?
My cootie cat candle is going to smell like mangoes, and musk. Okay.
You know what? I forgot you are a scent connoisseur.
Listen, okay? Mango, mint, and must. Okay? Wait, is it must or musk?
I think it's musk with a K.
Okay, yeah. I wanted mango, mint, and musk. And I want the mangoes to have that smell like they've been out in the sun a little bit, so they sweeten a little tart. But listen, let me not give my cootie cat candle away.
Because I wrote it down now, so if I come out with the...
No, if your cootie cat candle don't smell like what you say...
delicious and devastating.
And devastating, yeah, girl, though. No.
You got to help me work on what that
yeah, is. Yeah, girl, because it sounded like you might need to go to me, a doctor, to get a little rejuvenation. But
we don't get to that because I got that on my list.
If it's smelling like devastation, I don't know, girl. I don't know what that list is. We might need to go to Sing Sing, okay?
Look, it's a lot of devastating boxes that from what we hear. So, yes, Wendy needs to get it together. Maybe she's having, like, an existential crisis. You know, it's like she was one way, and now maybe she, you know, is getting out of that lane and sees herself. Whatever it is, she need to formulate the plan. And
a lot better. Okay, yes, a lot better.
It's housewives who have made, you know, good businesses off of sunglasses. You know, innocuous as sunglasses or hats. You just got to make it happen.
Listen, and you've got the platform and you've had the time. So it's like, girl, you should be, okay. So who knows? Maybe as a storyline, maybe that's a part of her storyline to like just introduce it and take us on the journey. But like, girl, I'm going to just need you to have a little bit more than one candle. And that's all I want to say. Just one. Okay.
Hey, she need to make a flapjack scent.
Child, not a flapjack, okay?
Flapjack. Lift them things up. You know who I would love to talk about next?
Let's go.
Candace.
Okay. All right. You want to go first or I go first? Because I got some things to say about Miss Candy.
I will go first. So,
okay, but wait. Okay.
That's not me going first if you talk first.
I'm not.
But go ahead. It's your show.
Devastation.
On the Jatia Hart show, you can go in a second. I just want you to know that.
No, wait. I don't even want to go. Hold on. Okay, well, go ahead. I'll let you.
Okay. So, Candace. So, this made me like segue to Candace when we were talking about Wendy and her not knowing what she is doing. Candace got so many polkas in the fire. Like, she getting an MBA. She singing. She acting. She moving into a new house. All of these things. Like, it just seems like a recipe for disaster. And it seems like they're setting it up for that way. I also want to talk about Candace's work on the low key. She didn't have a party for it, but she clearly got her teeth bleached, something. They're looking, you know, they look fine. But they're a little prominent, I would say. And then it looks like she did something to her nose. I want to say that she got like some sort of filler Botox on her nose just because it's just looking like a little too ski jumpy.
Oh, ski jumpy.
Yeah, but not in the manner of like, you know, full on nose job. So that's what I would say, though she still looks beautiful. I'll say that. And I don't know. She just seems like a little chaotic. Like she doesn't know where she's going. So she's trying to see a lot of things to see what is going to stick. I was very happy to see that she came to the little thingy thing. And yeah. So, I mean, she looks like she looks. I'm glad she's over her traumatic experience from last season. I hope she could just, you know, dim it down a little bit. Just take it on down a notch. Like, she seems like she's matured a bit. She out of Dorothy Nim house, you know. I knew you was going to play that old dumb song. That's what you was doing. Take your moment.
Okay, come on, Candace.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay, come on, Candace. Drop
that's what
back.
That's what you was doing. You couldn't cue up the song fast enough.
Contact.
So you let me go.
Okay, I know. Right. So listen. Well, okay. So I'm here for Candace this season. She got dragged last season. Don't do it. She, you know, released her other, you know, she was saying that she wanted to release music. We never really got to see it. She didn't really have the proper rollout. I was very upset about, you know, how the rollout of...
This one, I'm not a fan.
Oh, now this became my jail. Come on, Candace.
She's not... She's not going anywhere.
Hold on, wait. Let me see if I know the words. Hold on, wait. I don't know what heals the heart or where it starts. Come on. To describe how much I love you. Okay, wait. I was listening to this audiobook. So I did not like the rollout of this, okay? I like the fact that it seems like Candace realizes I'm on a housewife show. If I want to be a musician, you know, the Sunday before the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm trying not the Housewives of Atlanta because you know I don't watch that. Potomac came out. Candace announced she had a new song. The day, the Saturday before the Sunday that it aired, she released the song. But, you know, I don't know if they must have had some problems because I had downloaded it on the iTunes and it is no longer on the iTunes. But the song was released. And then last night on Sunday, she released the official music on YouTube. So that's where I was playing it from. So I like her rollout. Okay, you want to...
Wendy, take notes.
Okay. Be dragged by somebody. You know, don't have a proper rollout and then come back with, you know, a proper rollout. You are out of Dorothy's house. Okay, your husband is no longer working. Y'all done sold a restaurant. But
and she has bonus kids.
And now she has bonus kids. I love to see her interaction with the bonus kids. I think that super cute. I think she's super appropriate. I'm curious to know, like, what the baby mom of the kids thinks. I'm curious if she's, like, popping up on Instagram.
I am not curious to know what the baby mom thinks, just because, honestly, like, I don't want to know because I don't want to know it, you know, like, I'm hoping it's great, but I don't need to know. And, like, it's just, like, I just hope it's great in a way. Because, you know, I just hope they have a happy family situation. I do like to see her with the bonus kids. I do think that humanizes her. I struggle to watch her try to do that math problem. I feel like people felt when I was doing the puzzle on Survivor. I was like, oh my gosh. Well,
the puzzle or the rice or the shelter or the swimming.
Or anytime I was on screen, okay? Really, let's be honest.
I always tell you this. I think it was the elimination that I went home on Survivor. One thing.
You mean the only one we actually won? Yeah, that one. Okay, go ahead. Remember that one very well.
Okay. The one thing that I will give you credit. I don't know why we didn't jump to Survivor, is that, you know, I didn't know you at all at that time. You know, I only had met you that one time in the hotel. You know,
when I tried to be nice to you and you gave me
girl,
when I was like, I want to sit by you.
The door.
I want to sit by you. And you were like, ew. This is taken.
Three bags. You looked me up and down and shut your door. I said, okay. I was like, ooh, this is going to be the girl from Compton. So then obviously we went to Ponderosa and we got to talking and you were telling me how, you know, you're not the best swimmer. And so I just always, and that challenge that we're talking about, I just give you so much credit because the fact that your ass can't really swim and bitch, you didn't volunteer not only to do the puzzle, but girl, you didn't volunteer to jump out there and swim. And if anyone has ever seen that episode of Kakiana, I think it was like episode 2 or 3, they be getting to Jatia, like almost drowning, not being able to pick like it. But I give you so much credit for like just doing it. I don't know. I always think of that when I think of you. I don't know. Like if you think that's not
that is like the story of my life. Like I'm about to drown, but I'm gonna do it.
Like so. That always pops into my head. But anyway, back to Kansas. And you know, she's not over Karen, you know, be like, you know, taking Monique's side. So she's a little like hesitant to meet with Karen. She seems to be in good order with Giselle and Robin. And, you know, Giselle, she invites Giselle over to see her new home. Her new home is really nice. However, again, I was talking to my friend Sarah, and her house really reminds me of my mom's house in like Delaware. Like that's like my mom's house setup. Like it's so weird. But, you know, I see you, Candace. We know that they have sold the restaurant that her husband allegedly owned. I never knew that he owned it. I only thought that he managed it. But listen, I'm not into nobody's finances but my own and Sally Mae. And, you know, he's not currently working. And so he has now taken on the role of being the husbander. And
Good luck to him. I wish him all the best because Candace is a lot. That's why she's interesting, right? Because she's a lot. I just hope that they work together well and it doesn't affect their relationship because they're a really cute couple. I actually like them.
I like them too. I just always, that was like almost a little sneeze, but it came out. I almost just get nervous and things like that because I always think back to Bethany. And I think back to Bethany when she got married, when you intertwine your husband into your financial affairs. He's no longer like bringing in money. Now you're a housewife. A Potomac check is an income. Now your music career check is the income that you are now splitting with him. So it really I just always get weary of things like that because in 5 years, if things ever go bad, he might be requesting spousal support.
Right. So, you want to be very careful and hold your relationship, to be sacred. And it's hard to do that when you work together and you live together. So I wish them the best. I like the new song. I ain't buying it, but I like it. So I wish them the best. And I just hope she doesn't, again, work herself into the ground with the acting and the MBA. And
I'm not mad at that. Do it while you can. And, get it done. And I think that, work on the music, work on the acting. I feel like a lot of times people in the housewife or just people in general, they put their eggs in one basket. And I feel like if you want a, career in this, industry, I feel like I talked about this, my last episode, shout out to the 100th episode, where I really
100.
Yes. I want to, inspire, to not just, get comfortable with the podcast and, not only put all of my energy into that, into the other things that I want to accomplish. And so I think that I really find what she's doing admirable. Now, yes, you need to find balance in the priority and time for yourself and time for your husband and time for your bonus kids and time for your career and time for your mom. That's the balancing act. But I love to see her doing multiple things because I feel like, yes, we all need to be doing it. We all I just like that. So
the MBA is a bit much, but I'm glad she wants to, learn the basics and everything like that. That's great because, you ain't going to be a singer and actress forever, so it makes sense to learn the other things too. So good luck and kudos and girl, keep your man happy though. Keep your man happy. Not saying you got to do everything, but nurture your relationship, I guess is what I mean.
Okay.
Because he seems like a really nice guy.
He does. He also, I like Chris. I think Chris is probably the most attractive, second attractive Real Housewife of Potomac husband.
Who the first, Ray?
Ray. And we're going to get to who Ray picked on that game.
When I tell you,
I died. But no, the first one is Juan Dixon, okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, Juan Dixon is cute. He's very cute.
Juan, can I get you?
Almost as cute as me and my husband.
Okay, yes. But finish this sentence for me. Juan, can I get that? What's his last name?
Dixon.
You got to say it faster. Ooh, Juan, can I get that?
I ain't about to get in trouble on this.
Girl.
You look, sir, I already said it. So, Candace, she's there. She's here. There. She's doing it all. So,
okay.
Now, since we talk about the Dixons.
Oh. You going to go to Ashley?
Shut up. No, I'm talking about Robin.
Oh, okay.
The Dixons.
I'll let you talk first.
Okay, are you queuing up a song?
I'm putting on a hat.
Oh, I wore my...
And how is your embellish?
So I do have a hat by embellish. I actually wore it yesterday. I just straightened my hair and it was a little humid outside. So I just slapped on my nice little embellish hat. I actually really do like it. Support black businesses. Yes, black girl magic. Yeah. So Robin. Robin is tired, y'all. She tired. She weary. She about to perish. So she in the bed, lest she perish. And Juan is they ain't planning a wedding. I was sad to hear that. But it seems like, you know, they got some rockiness ahead of them. They're boys. Oh my gosh. They
so
jumped
cute.
To a picture of their boys. And I was like, who are these little men? So, and you know, they still call him causing mischief. I hope they stay on the straight and narrow because they are veering into that, you know, you look grown, but you don't act grown territory mm-hmm. that little black boys get into. So I really just wish them the best. I can totally relate to the laying in the bed that Robin is doing.
Yes.
It reminds me of that, you know, new hit song, I'm About to Go Lay Down. Lay down. Lay down.
Oh, wait. I think I wait.
That's what you're doing up.
No, but that's like a TikTok song. Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't recognize it in that key, but.
You know what? You are such a hater. Don't let me get a man on here to out-sing you.
Girl. So,
okay. So I totally understand. This pandemic has everybody in a tizzy. So I can see why she's not busy planning this wedding. And Juan is not having it. Juan also say he ain't coming. He ain't going to that party. And neither did Robin. Mm-hmm. Robin was kind of like the least under the radar story, I think. And so I feel like, you know, they're starting her under the radar. And she's probably going to have a bigger arc mid-season. And it'll have something to do with Juan complaining about her and not having the wedding.
I agree with your assessment.
Say that again.
I slightly agree with your assessment. One of the things that I think that I like so much about Robin is I feel like Robin is when we say like the Real Housewives of Potomac, she for me exudes the most authentic and the most real. I feel like she's always very neutral. I feel like her responses to things are always like, she reminds me of my friend Dara. Like, she just is, there's something about her that's, like, relatable, you can get with. Like, she's not too, like, jazzy or fancy. Like, you know, she's
like
just...
Like me, right?
Yeah. So, I...
What? Okay. Keep my...
I really, like, relate to Robin this season because, like, you know, she's just saying, like, she just doesn't have the energy. Like, you know, with the pandemic, the boys being home, it's hard for her to find the energy to get out of bed. And that really resonated with me because, you know, like, I always talk about, you know, my seasonal affective disorder that I feel like I go through. And I feel like it has carried into like my spring and summertime that like I am withdrawn from the activities that I normally really like to do. I have to kind of like hype myself up to do things. And so it was really just like refreshing to see Robin being, instead of like faking the funk and like, you know, when the camera's on, just being like, you know, you're perfect. I really resonated with her being like, this pandemic has really affected me. So I can relate to that. I do feel a ways about Juan in the sense that, like, you know, now he's complaining about Robin. But when that rewind 3.5 years ago, when you didn't have a job and Robin was the main breadwinner, like, you know, where was that energy at? Was she in the bed then?
Yeah.
So I feel like I get it. You want to motivate her. But I just also feel like there's no problem with you taking the status of head of household. Now, I think where we get into troublesome water is that it's not only is he saying it's a problem, but on these two episodes, he has said it more than once that it's a turnoff. He finds it unattractive.
First of all, like, homeboy, she's not here to turn you on 24/7. She is a whole person. I hate when men like put these little standards. Like I mean, she need to live her life. She don't live to please you. So that pissed me off a bit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. No. What did you say? You were murmuring.
I said I will, Juan Dixon.
Boy, you got the fever for the Juan Dixon, don't you? You and Michael.
But no, Chad, I turn you on. It's like, no. But anyway, I don't like that pressure. However, I feel like as a spouse, I feel like it lends to an interesting conversation as if you are a spouse to someone that you see is kind of sort of going through it. What do you do to motivate them? And I know that if I were the spouse needing motivation, I know you telling me that's a turnoff would not work for me. No, I know that that, I know that, never that, works. That, right. That would only send me more deep into my, like, wherever I'm going through. So,
yeah. Cause it'd be like, well, let me stop trying. Cause it ain't right. Whatever I'm doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really all we kind of got from Robin. And, you know, Robin is still very teen. Giselle, I am happy that we are going into our eighth season and Giselle and Robin are still besties.
The green-eyed bandits continue to ride.
Because on the Housewife franchise, it's normally like the best friends between season 3 and season like 7.
They turn on each other.
They tend to like have a falling out. And I don't, and honestly, I would have to say, if ever Robin and Giselle have a falling out, I'm not going to be here for it. I'm going to tune it out.
You know, there was like a little, you know, kerfuffle when like Robin would not co-sign on something. Giselle was, you know, signing. So in that point, I liked Robin. Robin was like, look, yeah. Keeps it real all the way.
And that doesn't mean that you're not a good friend if you don't agree with your friend. And let's even take it to, so Giselle's West Wing of her home was complete. And, you know, Robin said what everybody else was thinking. And you know, I love my girl Giselle. But, baby, the West Wing inside looks amazing. But, girl, it looked like two separate houses. Like,
it is. Yeah, I mean, the West Wing is not cute. And it's very cute.
The West Wing is cute. Yes. But, like, girl, get some, like, siding and put it on the whole house. Like, you know, like, Giselle. Look,
Bryce, don't even get me started. I have an absolutely abhorrence to siding, but yeah, I just don't know. Like, I lived in that area. It's not like I'm a housing maven or whatever, but there are tons of brick. Whatever, it ain't cute. That's the bottom line. I ain't even gonna get into it. It ain't cute.
No, your house in the DMV, your condo in the DMV was cute, okay, and your house in the DMV was cute, okay. Like,
what I do not play about is my housing. I need lots of curb appeal. I need it to look cute because you may never get inside, but you're going to sweat it from the outside.
Yeah, no. Outside was cute at the house, and I really liked the condo. But I never really got to ask, like, did that condo have any amenities? Did it have a pool?
No, it didn't. I'm not a big pool fan.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no. Todd, after, you know, being friends with Wendell, you know, when
they had
looked,
no hot tub, so you should continue to go to Wendell's house.
Well, Wendell don't live at that condo no more. But when I go,
that's why you ain't friends with Wendell no more.
Don't do that to my best friend. No, but it really turned me on to, like, I never thought I could live like in a condo. But after, like, you know, experience, like, first of all, I was on the lease with him too, because, you know, when he went on Survivor, they had put me on the lease. Like, but anyway, you know, when he was away at Survivor, John, I treated that condo like I lived there. I went there every morning.
I remember that. You were like, I'm like, where are you going? You're like, I'm on my way to the condo. I'm in the hot tub. I'm like, you have a problem.
So, but I, like, the amenities really just turned me on. And I was just like, I could make this work. So when I do look to move out of my home, because my home isn't a forever home, I really do like want to consider like a condo, just because, but it has to be cute. But in the city of Philadelphia, there aren't really a lot of condos, and the areas of which the condos are in are not in my desired zip code.
Okay, so yes, I'm gonna have to cut you off because this is a whole nother show.
Okay,
I know Wendell is got you deep into the HGTV. Shout out to Wendell. Hey, Hot Mess House. But yeah, let's pull up.
Okay.
And let's turn. Can we pivot? Or go ahead, you choose.
It no, is,
you
I know, think
like
we
your show.
We talk about my girl Giselle, so let's just go on in on Giselle. So Giselle is back. And she had her storyline is looking up to be the storyline that I predicted on one of our last episodes, recovering this, was that, like, you know, everyone kept saying the relationship with Jamal was fake. Monique brought the binder. He was talking to another girl, this alleged baby. And Giselle is taking the position that I knew that she probably would in a franchise like this, where you go through the alleged relationship, and then you come out the bitter, like, scorned, I want to be better girlfriend, or like, I want to, like, you know, single, ready to mingle. And that's definitely the outlook Giselle has at this point. Like, you know, she definitely has taken the criticism to her fashion, because I was like wondering if you, what do you think so far? I definitely think her fashions this season definitely seem to be a little bit more camera
ugly?
Appropriate.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You were, okay. No, it's still ugly. She's still solidly like that little, what the hell was that pleathered doo-doo brown thing?
I liked that.
That is
the one that she wore on Watch What Happens Live, or the one that she wore on the show?
I don't have enough time in my day to watch her on Watch What Happens Live, so I'm talking about the ugly one on the show.
I thought it was cute.
I can't track all her ugly outfits. That's a job in itself. So we're just going to limit it. Boxing her ugly outfit.
I like the outfits. My issue that I'm taking with Giselle is I'm not loving her hair. Her cow, what are you doing? Like, they just not blending. And then her makeup in the confessionals is not blending well either. So I really think that they just need to get that together. But, you know,
she need to get Karen Glam Squad. So
I won't disagree with that.
Okay.
But
this is like the fourth time I want to point out that you said I was right today. So
I didn't say you were right. I said I agree with that. There's a difference.
No, there's not.
No, there's a difference.
No, there's not.
No, yeah, there is.
So back to Giselle and her ugly doo-doo brown outfits. I don't know what's going on. I think she could like really dazzle, but she just doesn't. Like, so I don't know. Like, maybe she is like, you know what? I'm not spending money on glam, but I don't know. It's like, also, she had, what is that? I don't know the name of her hairline.
She had makeup, Hue.
Oh, Hue. Okay.
That was picked up by Target.
Is it still in Target?
It was picked up by Target.
Okay, that means no. So, like, this is the thing. If you're in beauty, then you need to bring it every time you're on camera, and she does not. So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, but I also feel like, you know, there should be highs and lows. Like, I like people that can be glam. I like people
I mean, when chill. your low is low, and your high is low, you know, child, it's not really.
I would have loved to see you in your bedazzled Robin Dixon. I would have loved to see your look yesterday and to see what type of glam you were giving.
You know what? But you didn't, because I wasn't on TV.
Okay. But I'm just saying. Yeah. So.
Y'all.
I
Y'all.
So Giselle,
did you see me at the finale? I was hot. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when I'm on TV, I brings it.
Child,
on the island, did you see that glow? Oh,
child. So, on the finale, I was bringing it, but they just ain't talk to me.
I thought you brought it.
Child, I only got to laugh at you, what you were saying. But anyway.
It had been brought in by us both.
Yes, I agree. Giselle has her guns blazing for Karen. And normally,
now that was the exchange of the very, that was the best exchange, you know. So I'm waiting for somebody to put sound effects to it and put it on Instagram.
So here's my thing. Giselle is like, Karen tried her. She tried her Jamal relationship, and now she doesn't appreciate it. Although I feel like, just like, you know, I love Giselle. So I'm gonna be honest. Like, you know, girl, when you wore that, tell Uncle Ben to pay his taxes. Like, girl, that was trying her husband. So, like,
yes, it was.
I feel like if you can dish it out, you should be able to take it. But, you know, Giselle feels like, you know, Karen came for her, so she is ready to come for Karen. Now, this is my okay. This is my issue with Giselle, is that, like, she is the confessional queen shade of this season. Like, she definitely can shade, she definitely can dig in her confessionals, but it seems to be on the one-on-one go back and forth. She don't have, like, she has the ammunition to, like, draw out, but she never is prepared for the comebacks.
She doesn't always have the repartee, the back and forth.
And that is, like, that's my one thing that I'm like, girl, like, how do you just, like, dump these atomic bombs on Karen? She retaliates, and all you have is just, like, your faces. Like, no, girl, you got to, like, you got to have your comeback. Tag me in.
Yeah, like, she needs to write out three things. Like, because, I mean, Karen was ready for her.
Karen Huger got her together. Like, Karen Huger deflected, got her together, got her tag team partner, Robin, together, okay? Like, I was not, and again, this is why I enjoy the Grand Dame on Potomac because she may be the oldest housewife. However, she's not to be played with. And that's why Karen is not my favorite, but I enjoy a Karen, okay?
Because she give it to you, honey.
She gives it to you.
And you ain't gonna, it ain't going to come easy.
It's not. And she is going to give it to you. Now, Karen and Giselle dropped her bombs, and Karen fought back. Karen said that, child, you was a Hampton hoe.
She said you were a broke down whore from Hampton University.
Okay. Wow. Shout out to the HU. Okay. Right.
And all the broke down hoes. Hey. She said, where you at?
Giselle got a hot box. She can't keep a man, and she had to go to Sing Sing. And, you know, Giselle, you know, in her confessionals said that she has a WAP box. Now, clearly, Giselle thought of that after, like, the interaction. Because, girl, that would have been a comeback right then and there. Oh, no, baby, it's not a hot box. It's the WAP box. Okay, ooh, that might be the name of my candle. WAP candle. But anyway, and Karen really got her together. And Karen then...
Karen got her together. She did her taxes. She organized her closet. She got everything together on her.
And the issue that I have with Karen is that, again, where I feel like Karen realizes, okay, in order to stay relevant, in order to stay like, you know, the grand dame, I always need somebody to come, like, I always need that person that I can check and then still turn around and be like a mother to the other girls. And so I feel like over the break, Karen really thought of, like, what is something that she could use against Giselle? And so now, you know, Giselle has stated her reason why her and Karen will never be friends. And now Karen comes back and says, you know, in season 4, when Ray told you that you are a pretty face, but it won't last forever, you need to settle down. And Giselle's comment back to that was, before this pretty face fades, like, Ray will be 6 feet in the ground. And now Karen is trying to say, oh, you wish death upon my husband. And that's so, like, that's, I can't recover from that. Like,
yeah,
girl,
that was a stretch.
Girl, first of all, if anything, you would have addressed that at that reunion. Okay, that was season 4. You didn't have 3 more reunions. And like, so it's like, girl, like, that's where it's given very calculated. Okay.
Yeah, she was stretching on that one. So I was like, yeah, no. No, like, you didn't one.
And I agree with Giselle. Like, yeah. Like, don't, like, I mean, again, I felt like what Ray was saying to Giselle was sound advice, but you ain't her pappy. You not, like, you know, like, Raymond, go sit down.
Look, if Raymond sit down, he may not be able to get back up in, you know, time for what he need to do. So maybe he just need to stay standing. That was rude. I shouldn't have said that. That was rude.
Karen going to come for
Please,
you, okay?
Girl,
you
sorry.
Wished non-mobility on my husband.
Oh, man. I apologize.
Okay, come on, Anita Baker. Okay, but listen, we're not streaming Anita Baker on iTunes right now because she is in a fight to get her master's back. So, child, the other, like, a month ago, she tweeted, don't stream my music on Apple because I don't want, like, okay, but anyway, I love me Anita Baker, random fact. I also was cracking up when her and Ray was making the bed, and then Bravo So Shady focused in on the pillow.
On her pillow, right. I was like, that ain't right.
I was curious to know what the pillow smelled like.
I don't know. Maybe you can make a candle off of what you'd imagine it to be.
Child, no, baby. Not my mango, mint, and musk. So Karen brings a new housewife, or, you know, is ushering in this new housewife named Mia, who is a boss. And for the most part, I'll dare to say I like Mia. I feel like she is making common mistakes that most new, eager to be housewives make.
Please list those. I'd like to hear what those are. What's the mistakes?
The most is that you are too excited to be amongst the girls, and you are offering up too much information to the girls too soon, too early. In the I understand, like, you're trying to give off, I'm transparent, I'm this fun loving, like, you know, like, we've seen it time and time and time and time again over all of the franchises.
So you're saying she was thirsty?
I don't think that she was thirsty. I just think that her excitement to want to be this, the new house, like the new, like young, I don't want to say thirsty, but you could possibly say like it's giving parched.
Yeah, that sounds like parchedness.
And, you know, we're sitting at the table and, you know, people are questioning Wendy's, what she got done. And Miss Mia to say, I done got my facelift. I get Andy with
well,
Botox.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in here. So Mia is pretty woman, business lady. You know, she's got her own thing going on. And I like when new housewives come in and they run their mouth and tell too much of their business. And Mia delivered. So I wanted to hear about the clitectomy.
Oh, child.
I don't know what that was. That child. Is a new surgery that I've heard of. Why would you? I've never heard of that.
I've heard of it.
Why would you get? I mean, I understand the lips, but not the clit. Like, what's wrong? Leave it alone.
It's really like the rejuvenation. It's supposed to make it more, a little bit more tighter, a little bit more moister. And you know, a lot of women were saying, like, okay, girl, child, it must sound like it might be ran through or something. And so then
I don't even understand that. Like,
child,
is it swollen? Like,
I don't think that it's swollen, but I think that.
So now this is the thing. Okay. I mean, people who don't understand the anatomy thing, it's like the clit is like just like a little piece of muscle. There's like the hood. I can understand maybe you get the hood cut back.
I don't really know the woman anatomy too much, but okay. I do know about this procedure that she's talking about, and it's not necessary. It's more to like it rejuvenates the muscles, so it makes them a little more tighter. So if somebody is like, you know,
I ain't never heard of that. I've heard of the hood reduction, but I ain't never heard of like stop it. To me that is just like a little bit too close to genital mutilation.
So, I mean, listen, if it give a little rejuvenation, mutilation, I mean, you know. But the girls was just saying, girl, it's given much, very so, you know, you giving much, you're giving, child, you're giving off Bryce Isaiah vibes on the weekend when I didn't drunk, okay? You're giving off that, you, child, you get run through an awful lot. Not that I am, just joking. And then to learn that she hasn't even had vaginal birth. She's all had a scheduled cesarean. Well, girl, I would have thought that, like, I know a lot of women, you know, when they get their baby pop back surgery, they will get the rejuvenational service. Cause like, you know, whatever. Mm-mm. But girl, if you ain't never popped no kids out that cootie cat, girl, why is that cootie cat wore down like that, sister?
See, and then the other thing that did not make sense to me, and I have a clit and a vagina, all that, you know.
Oh.
Just for reference, I do. And somebody was like, you got to make your clit clap. And I was like,
oh.
Yeah.
Ow.
Even as a, yeah. I was like, yes. I was like, that is a problem. Like, because they, you know, we got to the end and they were talking about how they met. And, you know, they were saying that, you know, they met at a strip club.
And
she was an air quotes bartender.
But listen, I feel like if, you know, anybody that, first of all, I feel like you saying you are a bartender at a strip club says enough. I feel like, you know, it lends itself to like, you know, be, like you figure it out. I think that that's a respectable response. And I feel like them women should know that, like, okay, like, you know, it shouldn't be, oh my God, is she a stripper or a bartender? Like, it don't matter.
Who cares? I actually agree with you. Who cares what she did?
But they was a legend that position at that establishment is probably what led to the cootie cat. Vroom, vroom.
But that's what I don't understand. Like, no, don't get it. But okay, I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to let it go because, you know, I got a life to live. But yeah, I think, you know, she did give up too much information. But like, I mean, if everybody was so, you know, pearl clutching, you know, we would never get any good information.
Well, right. I'm here for that. And it wasn't until after, and Mia said that she got her butt done. And, you know, Wendy was very quick to, after Mia, like, you know, vomited all of that information. Wendy was like, well, I didn't get what you had done, but I had a little tweak.
And then now she's trying to pull it back to her, back to me. No, you
and
had
then at, right, and it's just like, okay, girl, we see you. And then after, you know, that dinner and all of the fighting, then Wendy reveals she had her butt done. And then I loved Mia's confessional. She was just like, oh, okay, so thought you didn't have that work done, but after I reveal what I had done, you say that you had it done. Noted. For me, I just was like, oh, that's, and the second that she revealed to the ladies that she got happiness done, Robin was like, you got the butt done too. And Wendy was very clear to be like, no, I didn't. And then 4 hours later, a couple of martinis later, girl, now you saying you got your butt done.
Like, she just like, I mean, just say you ain't have to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. Just, you ain't have to say nothing.
It's but girl, you do if you're having a party about your surgery.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying, just don't say nothing. You know, don't lie, because that just mess up, you know, whatever. And who cares? Yes, you're having a party about it. So clearly, you know.
You care. Like, and again, another reason why I like Mia was just like that. It reads very insecure.
I actually like Mia, and I'm just, you know, I'm interested to hear like her backstory, because it seems like she has, you know, some drama in her background. I want to know more about D. Is his name D? My bad. Oh,
and
thinking too much in the wrong direction. All right. So yeah, I'd like to know more about G. He seems nice. He seems supportive. So yeah, she's a welcome addition.
Yeah, I do will agree with her that I guess her, you know, he's 68 and he doesn't operate as a regular 68-year-old. I would have to
not look like 68
for him to be on, like, for Ray to be only like 4 to 3 years older than him.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ray does need, I agree with Karen. She talked about him getting a haircut. Ray need to let it go.
But you know, hair in black men is a very sensitive subject. So I can understand Ray wanting to hold on for as long as
I think he Ray
can.
Would look very handsome if he cut it all off. So, you know, well, maybe he'll get inspired, and you know, he was maybe somebody, another housewife will inspire him to take up that look. You know what I'm saying?
Who knows? So when
you see what he put on that card at the game,
girl, that's the last thing we're going to touch on. But while Giselle and Karen were going back and forth, Mia did interject and was like, you know, I just met Giselle and I feel like she has a good heart. So I, like, you know, just gave her 2 cents. And Wendy was very quick to be like, why aren't you having your back with the girl that you came with? And I just thought that was like very like mean girl-esque. Like, okay, I could be friends with her, but I could still call it how I see it. So like, again, I just felt like, okay, this is strike two for you to have it out, Wendy, for Mia. Then at the end of the party, this is the first time the ladies are meeting Mia, this new housewife. You know, Mia very, like it's like, hey, like, do you guys want to exchange numbers? We all know the housewife has their number. And Wendy, again, looked at that
very shadily.
And so then at Karen's love party, which she wanted to make it inclusive and offer an olive branch to Giselle because she feels like Giselle got dragged by Jamal and she doesn't know if she should feel like offended or have an open heart. So she takes Ray Ray's advice to have an open heart, to have a love couple party, which is shady in itself because you know Giselle's not dating anybody. So you know she would more than likely come there by herself. So
can't nobody keep up with Giselle?
No, girl, she knew. She knew. That was calculated, girl. Just say it.
Look, Giselle doesn't share that information, so who knows?
So
she could have brought her daughter.
It's a love party.
Oh, I tried.
It
was like, that was like Sing Sing.
Okay, and then she revealed that Sing Sing was made up. She just said it sounded nice, so she went with it. And again,
exactly what I did.
Another reason why I do like Karen, because it's like, even if it don't make sense in a heat argument, bitch, I'm going to say whatever I need to say. So again, I do like that about Karen, and Giselle needs to take a note out of her book. However, back to this love party, it seemed that Karen had shared some more information. Again, all the ladies were there. Candace came. It was the first time Karen and Candace saw each other. Candace said that she still has her issues with Karen. However, she wants to let the ladies know and the Karen know that she's ready to move forward, even though she might be bringing a little more baggage. And I liked when Karen first embraced her, Karen said, we need to have a talk, but now is not the place. And I'm like, so appropriate.
So appropriate. You should learn how to do that.
Who?
Yeah, like, be like, girl, you know what? I'm just going to not be extra.
Girl, Chad, I did that yesterday. Okay.
Okay, so back to the party.
When Candace got there, she was very, like, you know, clear to wanting to know the tea. Like, she was like, I heard people got into it. And Karen very quickly shut that down and was like, we're not going to talk about Giselle. And then Mia then interjected again because Karen has told her more tea about Giselle and said about what Giselle said about Ray. And Mia was like, well, I don't think that that's friendly what anybody would say. And then Wendy was very quick to jump on, oh, this is the same person that you said had a good heart.
Wendy needs some business.
Like, right. Like, Wendy, girl, like, you is real, like, and, like, you know, and even Ashley chimed in. We didn't even talk about Ashley. Ashley even chimed in and was like, you know, it just seemed very, and Mia had a very good point. She was like, well, if Karen's not upset about it, why are you ladies upset about it?
Correct.
So, right. So let's just jump on Ashley Darby real quick. Ashley is pregnant with her second baby.
She is very pregnant.
She reminds me of you a lot in your pregnancies.
Are you trying to say she got really big?
No, I'm just saying you were all belly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. I hoped I looked as cute as she did because I thought she was really all belly. I think she's handling it well. Seems like her and Michael are in a better place than the first baby. Her little boy looks just like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think this is also very quick. So I'm sure this has to be hard on her body.
And especially since the last time we seen her was at Robin and Juan's party, and Michael left extract, like, you know, they got into a fight, then the next day they was in Mexico. I do think that, and again, I'm not married, I don't have a cute cat, so I can't speak to this, but I just think that a woman that is pregnant shouldn't really have to, like, worry about your husband being not faithful to you because you're pregnant with this child and your sex drive dies down. Like, I don't know. Like, is that, like, I don't know if that's a real thing that, like, I don't know. But I just don't think that, like, that's something that should be at the forefront of your mind when you're pregnant, bearing a child.
I agree. You have enough things to worry about. Unfortunately, it is very real. You know, it's like your husband, I don't know, partner, whatever, you know, goes through things when your body changes, which is silly, but, you know, it happens. And so I'm glad they are in a better place so that she could just focus on being a mother and growing another baby.
Right. So we didn't really get to see much of Ashley and Michael, but I feel like they are alluding to some things. So, like, you know, I don't know, but, you know, I love me a good Ashley. I don't really love Ashley when she's pregnant because she can't really bring the drama, but I'm
she can't get her corona on.
Okay, because, you know, she love a corona. I was dying when Ashley's mom came over there and the little baby was drinking out the can. And her mom was like, where you learn that from? Your daddy?
Oh. Michael seems like he is a good dad, which I am glad to see. So I hope it lasts. She detailed the plan that they are using to keep the spark alive. Did you catch that one?
I caught that one. He doing something with the little cootie cat, and she doing something with the little Juan Dixon.
I think what she's doing is making her clit clap. I don't know what she's doing. That, I mean, that's how abstract it sounded to me. I was like, okay, whatever. Clearly. Stop.
Okay, I don't know what tomorrow brings, making a cootie clack clack. Okay, I ain't never heard that. But
it's working. Whatever it is working.
So, I mean, yeah. And then, listen, we just see that when, and the one thing that I like about Mia, taking it back to when Wendy was clapping back at her, Mia was clapping right back. Like, listen, miss, I might be the new girl. I'm trying to keep it cute. But what you're not going to do is think that you're going to have one over on me. And I also thought that they played I forget what the game is, like, new relationship game, the new, like, I don't know, the game where, you know, you ask questions about your partner. I thought it was very interesting where one of the questions was which one of the housewives do you think your husband is attracted to? Or, like, something like that. And baby, Eddie, Wendy's husband, clearly wrote down a name, and you know, they very shadily zoomed in to Wendy, and very, you want to see somebody talk out the side of their mouth?
She was like, no, you need to, she was like, you need to put more detail so that's not misconstrued. I was like, oh gosh, wow.
Ow! And so technically I thought that was cheating. Okay. And
yeah, it was, it was.
So, you know, Wendy's husband said no one. Candace's husband said Giselle. G, which is Mia's husband, said Karen. And the best one of them all was Uncle Ray Ray. Now, I just knew it was going to be Giselle. But I think that he knows enough of Giselle and Karen's relationship that that would piss Karen off. But Uncle Ray Ray put down, what name did he put down, Giselle? I said Giselle. What name did he put down?
I was like, oh, she coming? She coming up?
What name did he put down, Giselle?
He put down Mia, right?
No, he put down Katie.
Oh, yes. Oh, shit. Oh,
bitch, Katie ain't even a housewife.
Okay.
She's been a housewife in 4 years.
I agree. Katie's, I agree with him. I wasn't mad at that. I forgot. Yes.
Oh.
And then they cut to the her tassel.
Yes. With Ashley. I was like, oh.
You know what, though? I think Ray knows that Katie is, like, a free spirit, and he is drawn to that.
I just am like, you can, Uncle Ray Ray, you can't remember to pay your taxes. You can't remember a lot of things. But you can remember Katie, and child, she was only on for one season.
I like Katie. Bring Katie back.
I don't think Katie was, like, ready to come back. Katie gave me very much Kelly Ben Simone from New York.
Right. What's the problem?
Child, but do you remember that boat? That,
yes, it was amazing.
The trip, oh, my God.
Jill, yeah, showed up.
My God.
That was, I have to say, one of the best little arcs. New York does Hot Mess like no other. Between Ramona, the Countess falling in the bushes, telling people, be cool, sneaking French people in.
No, but the cake is Kelly Ben Simone on that trip when she went on that trip with no allies. And then, she was like literally
could
delusional.
Could not hold her own. Was like drunk, couldn't hold her own, couldn't make a sentence. You're up here and I'm up here. I was like, okay.
And Bethany was eating her up. And then you're right, I forgot. When Jill showed up, oh my God. Bring Jill Zarin back. I don't know why they keep playing.
But you know what? I don't want to bring her back because she would just get punched. She would just get like... Bethany used to eat people for breakfast. Like,
Bethany's not even on it. Jill would be great. Jill done lost Bobby. She got a new boyfriend. Bring Jill back. If the Atlanta is bringing Sheree back for the third time, like, bring... Yes, it's being reported that they are gearing Sheree up for a reboot. It's being reported that Cynthia may not be returning. It's being reported that Portia is considering not returning. And again, if y'all not bringing NeNe back, y'all can miss me, and mind you, and let the record show that the Atlanta Housewives ratings without NeNe plummeted last season.
I did not watch it.
Neither did I.
But I don't know. It wasn't because of NeNe.
It just wasn't there. I'm not saying that NeNe is the show. I think that the other ladies bring the show. But there is something when you have that nucleus there that the other enzymes react to that then changes their reaction to like there is that
I'm gonna call a science foul. I mean, I understand what you're trying to say, but yes, core group. I don't think they have a core group on Atlanta.
So, and yeah, Candy can't carry the show by like on her own. Like Kenya can't carry it. Like it's just like, yeah, it's a lot. They need a shake up. But listen, the shakeup has to, and Sheree isn't going to bring the shakeup. Oh, and then they're reportedly saying, now this may be the only good thing, is that it's being reported that Marlo may get her peach. Now that's probably
Marlo would be a good,
So they're in the right direction with Marlo. Like, so I'm like, giving her a peach, cool, I like that. But, like, that ain't going to be enough. Like, that, like, I, like.
They need to just get another, like, core friend group.
Yeah, but.
Of, like, three.
Like, yes and no. But it's hard in these, like, very established franchises to do that.
They should just let it go for a couple seasons.
They not, because it's even with the ratings plummeting, it's still a cash cow. So they're not, but I mean, we'll have to see. But we're talking about Housewives of Potomac, so I am all in for this season. I think it's starting off to a great thing. I do know that there is a.
I have a question. What are you looking forward to most? Like, they gave us clips and previews of different blow ups. What scene are you looking towards most?
I do see a scene that Candace and Mia get into it, and Mia throws lettuce in Candace's face. Curious to see what that interaction is about. And then obviously the clear blow up that they are talking about is that allegedly Giselle like brings to the show that there's a rumor that Eddie might not be faithful. And I guess we see her talking to Ashley. So we know if she's talking to Ashley, you know, Ashley's the type of friend that's going to go back and tell Wendy and tell Karen, and it's going to be a big thing. And then there's a big blow up and it looks like it's at Wendy's house. And it looks like Wendy gathers Giselle. And in the short clips that we see, Giselle has no comeback. She's drinking a straw and she just is like sucking on the straw, like, girl, whatever. And Wendy, like, this is one line that Wendy's like, don't let these cameras like be here for you. And I remember that when this blow up happened, you know, the blog sites that I follow on Instagram reported that Giselle and Wendy both unfollowed each other on social media. And then Wendy posted a photo of her and the caption read, now that's how you clear a bitch.
Okay, well, I hope.
And we know Karen will be all here for it.
Oh, Karen is going to be here for it. That's not the fight I want to see. I don't know. Like, the fight, I kind of like it when Karen is involved because Karen at least makes it interesting. I'm hoping Shasha is back in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. I don't want to see Giselle fight because I think she's kind of boring. I think the best that she can do is just, like, drop something and then shy away, like, to get a fight started. And then I am interested to see what happens with Robin, to see the new baby, and to hear more about Mia's backstory.
Yeah, it looks like Mia was in the foster care system, and she might have some issues with her biological mother. And, you know, me as a social worker, that kind of sort of, like, intrigues me, and I love to just hear people's stories of things of that nature. So I definitely think so. I definitely think we are on to, I mean, at this point, I definitely think Potomac is the Housewife franchise at this point. It's definitely better than Atlanta, definitely better than New York. Even like New York is, it's always in its own lane. I know that Beverly Hills is doing well. We got Honky Dory trending, but I definitely think as the bar of the show that has the most consistent same members that delivers each, like, you know, definitely think, Potomac is the cherry on the top right now, which is why they rushed this season, because it is back maybe like 3 or 4 months early. I mean, I'm just excited. And I'm even more excited that we're going to be covering it every 2 weeks.
I am super excited to be covering it and to be back in the fold of the Purple Pants posse. So now, one last question I want to ask. If we were taking our Real Housewives vacation, you know, trip, where would we be going?
Oh.
Definitely not a tropical island where it's deserted. We've done that before. It's
right.
Hit us twice, right?
I mean, you know what I would love? I would love Costa Rica.
Okay. All right. That would be interesting.
I mean, it doesn't really have the city feel, but I'm a Pisces. I love the water. I love adventure. I love alcohol. So, I would love something like that.
I think I would like to go to Hawaii.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm going to Hawaii next year with my sister for our birthday. You should come.
Ooh, we'll have to check the schedule. Well, we'll have to
Survey Monkey out for the trip too. I was like, oh, you know what?
I love her already. So I can't wait to talk about this a little bit more often. And I'd love to hear, you know, what the Purple Pants Posse thinks about the first two episodes of the season and what they are looking forward to. And do you agree? Can we agree that I'm right? I mean, like, come on.
You
sounded like Giselle.
But listen, all I would say is that I'm excited to cover the season, and who knows, we may bring some friends along to come and talk about it with us. So I, I'm excited to expand the RHOP coverage on the podcast. But before we end, we know that you had a very successful run with season one of STEM Queens. Is there anything else that you're working on? Are there stickers still available? You know, back to school is coming out.
Absolutely. So yes, you can still get your STEM Queen stickers featuring women of color. And you can also go online, JatiaPhD.com, to the store to buy the stickers. And also you should follow me on Instagram, JatiaPhD, and check out STEM Queens on YouTube. YouTube.com/JatiaPhD. You love the first season. It has some of our Survivor friends like Miss Tasha Fox and also Miss Universe Ireland 2019 Fig O'Reilly, who is black and brainy. So check it out. And thank you so much, Bryce. I love doing the show. I can't wait for our next conversation.
Yes, I'm excited too, but I gotta go mix some coconut, mint, and musk.
Don't do that.
Yes, that's the Cootie Cat candle. Thanks.
Bye.
Coconut, mint, and musk.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? The freak of the week might be me, might be you, might be.
And we are back with this week's Freak of the Week. And listen, I've been covering this person in the Casual Tea. I've been covering it in my reviews of her, the documentary, Free Britney. And listen, after this week of all of the stuff that's been going on, I just had to make Britney Spears the Freak of the Week. Okay, listen, give y'all some updates. Judge Penny must have heard the Casual Tea with Amon and B, because last week she granted Britney Spears the right to choose her own counsel in her consortiumship legal battle to essentially get it removed. Okay, and then so that was a okay, Judge Penny, don't have me come for you again. Then, baby, Britney took to the Instagram with a dance, you know, one of her little dance videos. And listen, she wrote in the caption, I'm not putting on a full face of makeup. I'm not, listen, y'all ain't going to see me perform on a stage in a while, okay? So, get used to seeing me do this, because this is my happy place. And I ain't performing on a stage until my dad ain't in control, okay? So I said, ooh, okay. It's a spicy Brycey. But listen, spicy Britney is reemerging. Then y'all thought it was done. No. So Britney then took to her Instagram and put up a little meme that said, never forget who ignored you when you needed them and who helped you before you even had to ask. Then the caption read, there's nothing worse than when the people closest to you have never shown up for you, post things regarding your situation, whatever it may be, and speak righteously for support. There's nothing worse than that. How dare the people you love the most say anything at all? Did they even put a hand out to lift me up at the time? ! How dare you make it public that now you care? Did you put your hand out when I was drowning? Again, no. So if you're reading this, you know who you are, and you actually have the nerve to say something about my situation just to save face for yourself publicly? ! If you're going to post something, please stop with the righteous approach when you are far from righteous. It's not even funny. ! Have a good day. P.S. If you're reading this today and you can relate, I'm sorry, because I know what it's like, and I send you my love. Okay? Now, we all know who that was about, because if y'all listened to the Casual Tea a couple of weeks ago, when Jamie Lynn Spears came out of nowhere, and I told y'all, I said, it's none of my business, but what I'm getting from this type of energy that she's putting out is like very much, let me save face. And baby, you heard it right from the horse's mouth. Okay, Brittany didn't say no names, but who else has come out that's the closest to her publicly sounding very righteous? And then Spicy Brittany was not done. Then she wrote another post with another meme that basically said she ain't like when her sister performed on an award show the remixes of her music. Okay? Huh. Listen, Brittany, tell us how you really feel. You've been locked down since 2008, and if Instagram is the only way that you can express yourself, we are here for it. She also said she doesn't really like the documentary. I'm assuming that she's talking about Free Brittany, but shout out to a member of the Purple Pants Posse. They had sent me a DM and was telling me about this other documentary about Britney that I need to watch, that I haven't watched yet, but I'm going to. But Britney says that she doesn't really like the documentary because it brings up parts of her past that she does not like or like to remember, and she's moved on from a better place. Now, on that, I kind of sort of get it, but I also am like, at the same time, like, Britney, like, you know, I think the documentary also really kind of helped the momentum. But I hear what she's saying. Miss Brittany also was saying to the people that criticize her videos or her dancing, like I said before, she said get used to it, because she ain't performing in a while, and she rather perform from her living room instead of performing on a stage where she was so far removed she couldn't even like touch the people's hands. Okay, and she said, listen, you don't like what I post? Unfollow me. Listen, first of all, I just be living for Britney's post, because after watching like the documentary, I love the fact that they always like comment on her emojis. And by the way, her emojis do be funny. But listen, I'm here for the newfound Britney. Speak your mind, speak your peace, sis. And listen, we here at the Purple Pants Posse is Free Britney. So you are the freak of the week, Britney. Reemerge to like not even your old self, to your new self that you are becoming, that you have been forced to transform into this new, like, you know, maybe a little more jaded to life, maybe have a little more life experience, but the new you. Like, I'm here for the reemergence. So yes, Britney Spears is the freak of the week, and appreciate to all the Purple Pants Posse that's out there that be tweeting me what's going on. Okay, shout out to Gary, my lazy cat. Appreciate you, baby boy. I always see what you post. Okay, so listen, if Britney Spears is the freak of the week, that means we are coming to an end of another amazing episode. Thank you so much for sticking it in there with me. I know the sound in my the interview with Jatia Child, my microphone was off. I was recording on the thing, but listen, okay? We reemerging. If you have not already, please make sure you're subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcast from, okay? My Uncle Pookie, he not selling the subscriptions this week, because listen, he in up in Ocean Shore, Maryland, okay, with his girlfriend. I'm like, you got a girlfriend, Uncle Pookie, but you married. But anyway, that ain't none of my business. He'll be back next week with the subscription, so you can check him out in Philly. Make sure you write a review. Let me say it again. in, write a review, because I ain't seen no new reviews. Okay. Dot, 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 dot. Middle finger emoji, okay? In my Britney Spears voice, okay? Write a review. Give me some 5 stars. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a cousin, okay? That we are re-emerging, because
It's the purple pants. It's the purple pants. It's the purple pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the purple pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. It's the purple pants podcast. You trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the purple pants podcast. You trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back though. It's the purple pants. It's the purple pants.